Mute knowledge. One of the things that fascinates me as somebody who writes a great deal about objects are the forms of knowledge that are contained in things, the forms of knowledge that only with great difficulty can be made to speak, whether it's craft or art or the nature of the materials themselves. And yet, despite my feeling enamored with that muteness, I feel a kind of sense of compulsion to make them speak. And in the process, one becomes acutely aware of the other kinds of voids that inevitably are opened up in the process of striving, at least, to compel things to talk. Mute knowledge.
Magic words
fascinates me.
When you speak a number of languages like I do on a regular basis, it's very difficult not to attribute certain kinds of almost magical properties to words
and the nature of the materials themselves.
Sometimes I find particularly despite myself acutely conscious of how the words that occupy that sense of magical sort of category, how they shift over time. And the ones that one have been occupying me particularly
other kinds of
over the past months and years are the word conjugate, the word animate,
striving,
and the word archive.
Mute knowledge.
Magic words.
Fascinates me.
When you speak a number of
languages
like I do, somebody who's moved a lot around the world over the course of my life,
it's very difficult not to
I've become
kinds of almost magical,
I guess, properties preoccupied or fascinated by the generative role that accidents play in my own life, my life choices,
words
in the way in which certain kinds of ideas and projects are generated or born.
The ones that
the ways, in particular, that certain forms of intentionality become fulfilled
months and years
by means that cannot, by, almost by definition, can't be planned, therefore creating a kind of illusion of necessity.
Mute knowledge.
We, I think, as humans, are naturally inclined to attribute properties of ourselves to the world, the world that surrounds us
around the world. In the course of my life,
projective behavior that I guess attracts my attention the most, because I perhaps I'm particularly prone to it, is that of projecting making psycho projections onto the world of machines, and
the way in which certain kinds of ideas and projects
feel that propensity is particularly strong with motorized vehicles, and I find myself infinitely amused by the degree to which people by means that confuse their own sense of agency with the forms of agency that are enabled by those mechanical
kind of
contraptions in their everyday lives, and I'm certainly guilty of that. The subjunctive tense is a tense that I care about a great deal. I sometimes have thought that I should found a society for the protection of the subjunctive, since it's endangered in all of the major language groups that are part of my life.
Perhaps I'm particularly prone to it.
I try to think sometimes what the consequences are of a world where the hypothetical and the possible or even probably counterfactual vanishes like or at least exists as a kind of endangered species. That seems to be the state of the world today.
By means that confuse their own sense of agency with the forms of agency that are enabled by those mechanical contraptions in their everyday lives, and I'm certainly guilty of that.
The
subjunctive tense is the role that adaptive behavior plays in social interactions, particularly in the realm of language, is something that I'm both self-conscious of and conscious of as an observer. I'm particularly struck by the way in which we, as humans, naturally tend to imitate accents, intonations, even lexical attributes of each other's speech on a regular basis. It's as if there's language is quite literally a kind of virus that provokes imitative behavior.
Forms of agency that are enabled by those mechanical contraptions in their everyday lives, and I'm certainly guilty of that.
I have a deeply problematic relationship to maps. When I try to read maps, I generally find myself unable to navigate physical landscapes, whereas when I rely upon prior knowledge, even if it's relatively superficial knowledge, I find myself to be
particularly struck by
fairly quickly oriented,
humans naturally,
which makes me imagine that somehow I have access to deeper forms of maps that are sensorially richer than maybe the representational conventions of bird's eye maps
provokes imitative behavior. Forms of agency that are enabled by those mechanical contraptions in their everyday lives, and I'm certainly guilty of that.
I have a deeply problematic relationship to essay is the genre that I'm probably the most intrigued by as a writer, and what particularly seduces me about essays as a genre is the way in which they create a kind of contaminated space between science and forms of in a sense succumbing to the very object of analysis, of dirtying oneself with that object, laying one's hands on
a bird's eye maps provokes imitative behavior. With the forms of agency that are enabled by those mechanical contraptions in their everyday lives, and I'm certainly guilty of that.
I have a deeply
problematic relationship to
essay.
To
for me, genre that the of the five senses, the sense that
as a writer,
is the one that puzzles me but intrigues me the most is the sense of touch.
I'm
fascinated by the way in which the vocabulary that we employ to describe forms of tactile experience is impoverished compared to the vocabulary associated with other senses. To try to imagine a language that would capture the richness of the sense is something that continues to fascinate me.
Forms of agency that are enabled by those mechanical contraptions in their everyday lives, and I'm certainly guilty of that. I have a deeply
recipes are a genre of writing that I have a deep visceral resistance to as a practicing
one that puzzles me,
cook.
But intrigues me the most is the
and yet it seems as if inevitable, like as in the case of codes of law, if you're a lawyer, one needs to consult them, if only to rebel against them, to modify them, to interpret them.
Is impoverished compared to the
vocabulary. Probably never make my peace with them.
Senses, dirtying oneself with that object.
And to try to imagine a language that would capture the richness of the sense is something that continues to fascinate me.
Forms of agency that are enabled by those mechanical contraptions in their everyday lives, and I'm certainly guilty of that.